57 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check on the commodity markets, and we bring in Tom Mann from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign today. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Brian.
What are we seeing so far on this Friday?
Well, we're going to start out with a little positive news this morning. Indications out of Washington that the head of the EPA, Scott Pruitt, is backing off of his earlier statement about reducing mandates on ethanol and biodiesel. This should take a little bit of the weight off of corn and soybeans presently. We're also seeing that China's GDP for the third quarter was up about 6.8%, which indicates that economic growth into next year will continue. This also means higher demand for protein to maintain their population, and that will help our exports, hopefully. Our exports do, continue to lag last year on both corn and soybeans, but soybeans remain relatively active and could potentially close that gap. But you need to keep in mind also that China is our main market, and world supplies of soybeans are pretty heavy right now. Did see some sales out this morning, 7.3 million bushels to China on soybeans and 9.7 million bushels of corn to Spain and to an unknown. So that's positive. South American weather is improving, but the window for planting Safrinha corn is about closed. That's good news for us. Expect corn production from Brazil to be lower. Safrinha actually accounts for about 27% of their production. Argentina corn acres estimated to be up about 5.2% in plantings this year, while soybean acres will be down about 7%. 23% of the corn in Argentina is planted. We had an Informa release, 2018 all wheat acres, 45.88 million acres. That's unchanged from the last estimate. Winter wheat's down a little bit. 2018 corn, 90.46 million acres down from the 91.88 previously reported. Let's see, soybeans, 2018 soybeans, 90.35 million acres. That's up from the previous estimate at 89.06 million acres. And let's talk a little bit about progress in corn harvest. We're behind the five-year average. I think we probably made good progress this week. We'll probably expect to see corn over 50% on Monday, beans probably over 70%. About 90% of our wheat is planted. Got a weather system moving in. We'll just have to see what that brings.
All right, Tom, thanks a lot for the update.
You bet.
That's Tom Mann joining us from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Let's take a quick look at your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today. Mostly sunny skies and a high of 78 degrees. South wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 53. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 75 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 57 degrees at 9 o'clock.